From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The defense attorney for a New York man accused of flying to Pakistan for al-Qaeda training says authorities have questioned his client illegally. The lawyer says Adis Madun Yanim, a Bosnian American, was questioned for 2 days without being allowed to see his family or a lawyer. He pleaded not guilty today in a Brooklyn courtroom. In a recently released video, the Jordanian doctor who killed 7 CIA staff in a suicide attack in Afghanistan says he was avenging the death of a Pakistani Taliban chief. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro filed this report from Jordan.
The family of Humam al-Balawi confirmed that he was the man in the video's broadcast today. Outside his family home in a neighborhood of Amman in Jordan, his father Khalil al-Balawi said that watching the recording was painful.
I am very, very sad. When I saw Humam, I am very, very sad.
In the video, Humam al-Balawi, wearing an Afghan hat and a camouflage jacket, said that he would act to avenge the death of Pakistani Taliban chief Baitullah Massoud. He was killed last year by a pilotless U.S. drone. In one of two videos, al-Balawi said he had given up millions of dollars offered by international intelligence services to betray his belief. Jordanian and U.S. intelligence operatives apparently believed that al-Balawi was working for them, but he duped them, blowing himself up in a base in Afghanistan. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Amman.
The national soccer team of Togo has come under fire while crossing the border from the Democratic Republic of Congo into the oil-producing region of Cabinda, Angola. Three people were killed in the attack. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has more.
International sporting sources said Togo's shocked soccer squad looks set to withdraw from the continental competition. English Premier Soccer League club Manchester United told Reuters their Togolese star, Emmanuel Adebayor, who captains his country's national team, had already left Angola. Other players appeared set on following suit after their team bus came under fire Friday as they drove into Cabinda. Angolan separatist rebels in the country's restive main oil-producing enclave have claimed responsibility for the ambush. Questions remain about why the Togolese team travelled overland to Cabinda rather than flying. The attack is a blow to the Angolan government's hopes to showcase a new post-war nation. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
As if the past week wasn't enough, Floridians are gearing up for another cold blast. National Weather Service forecaster Brian Cordy says the central part of the state had flurries and sleet today.
Places like Pensacola, Florida, their low last night was somewhere in the low 20s. And places like Jacksonville probably have established like an all-time record for the amount of days in a row where they've fallen below 32 degrees.
Extreme cold weather is also affecting Europe. A plane slid off an icy runway in Nuremberg, Germany. Heavy winds and snow forced airlines to cancel hundreds of flights across the continent. This is NPR News. Peyton Manning today became the first player to win the Associated Press's NFL Most Valuable Player four times. The Indianapolis Colt quarterback ended the regular season with 4,500 passing yards and 33 touchdowns. Here's NPR's Allison Keyes with more.
The Indianapolis Colts QB Manning steamrolled over his competition, including New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees, winning 39.5 out of 50 votes from sports writers and broadcasters. Manning led the Colts to a 14-0 record before they ended the regular season 14-2. Though the Colts dropped their last game to the Buffalo Bills 30-7, Manning told fans,
"We've got to move on to the next step, and and here we are now in playoff mode, and that's where our focus is."
Manning was Super Bowl MVP in 2007, as well as winning the AP's MVP award in 2003, 2004, and 2008. The 33-year-old has started every game in his career, and he led the Colts to a record 7 fourth-quarter comeback wins. The Super Bowl is in Miami this year, same place where the Colts won it 3 years ago. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
And the National Football League's postseason play is now underway. Two wildcard games take place tonight on the way to the Super Bowl. The New York Jets are playing at Cincinnati right now. Philadelphia and Dallas are set to play in Dallas at 8 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. Russian tennis player Nikolai Davydenko pulled off a stunning recovery today by beating the world's number two player, Rafael Nadal, in the Qatar Open final. Davydenko, the world's sixth-ranked player, failed to win a game in the opening set, trailed in the second and third sets, and finally battled back to win in the end. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.